ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu has become one of the few countries in the world to sell its citizenship to stateless and nomadic people. The company at the centre of the scheme says it's a way to support people who face discrimination in their homelands. But it's not cheap. A Vanuatu passport sets people back more than $100,000. And some fear this latest venture is simply a money-making scheme that jeopardises Vanuatu's national security. Priyanka Srinivasan has more.
Airports are usually abuzz with international travellers. These days, though, the pandemic has put a stop to much of that. But despite the standstill, there's one group of people who are thinking about international travel and how the small Pacific nation of Vanuatu might be able to help them make that happen.
You have today some stateless people who are wealthy, but still they cannot travel, they cannot have access to many, many things. So why should we not look at those people?
Titam Gwaze is a citizenship agent from Vanuatu. Her company, Vanuatu Lifestyle, or VanLS, provides passports to investors around the world. She recently signed a deal with the Vanuatu government to sell citizenship to 300 stateless people over 3 years. Vanuatu's controversial passports for sale programs have allowed people from around the world to buy new Vanuatu citizenship. Last year, the initiative brought in about 30% of Vanuatu's national income. And now the government has extended the program to those who don't have existing citizenship documents.
So this tranche of people, we can also look at them and then give them the opportunity and the chance. They can take the citizenship of Vanuatu so that their children can if they want to travel to London, they can apply to go to London to study. They can apply to go to France to study. They can at least open an account. They have document to show that they exist.
Stateless people have no identity documents that prove their citizenship or nationality. They often have faced persecution or have been forced to flee countries that don't recognize their nationality. The United Nations estimates there's more than 10 million stateless people in the world today. That includes the Rohingya, an ethnic minority who live in the Southeast Asian country of Myanmar, but aren't recognized as its citizens, or even some people living in Europe's former Soviet Union states. For example, when Estonia gained independence in 1991, it only granted citizenship to people who could prove their Estonian heritage based on certain criteria. That has left about 6% of its population stateless, according to Human Rights Watch. Michelle Foster is an expert on the issue. She's from the Peter McCullen Center for Statelessness.
Stateless people all live somewhere, so they live in a country. The problem is they're living in a country that doesn't recognize them as a national. Now, many of us in Australia and probably your listeners more broadly would not even think about their nationality. They just take it for granted. You know, they go and enroll their children in school. They open a bank account. They do all the things that we would regard as central to a life with dignity without really needing to think about it. But if you're without a passport, without a nationality, many people in that situation find that all of these basic civil and political and socioeconomic rights are not available to them. One of the most important factors is race and ethnic discrimination. And if we only have to think, we're thinking just about our region and we think about the plight of the Rohingya from Myanmar. So they are certainly the largest stateless population in the Asia Pacific region. That was back in the 80s. The government decided to essentially exclude the Rohingya from the citizenship of Myanmar.
Those who make money offering Vanuatu citizenship say they offer one solution to that problem. Laszlo Kish is a citizenship agent based in Malta in Europe and has partnered with Vanuatu Lifestyle to market citizenship to stateless people.
Unfortunately, people get into a situation where somehow the citizenship is not granted to them. If it's not granted to them, then they are at the mercy of the country where they are living for travel purposes. And don't forget, travel should be, I think, is a human right to everybody. The idea came, okay, let's see what can we do with the so-called stateless people. How could we help those stateless people to get citizenship? We are talking about 300 possible applicants all in all for this license, which again, if you compare that even in Estonia, which is a very small country, 80,000 people are stateless, I have no doubts that we would be able to fulfill.
And he says the Vanuatu government stands to make serious money at a time when its tourism industry is being severely hurt by the pandemic.
The local peoples are helped in this respect by this money.
But Professor Foster from the Centre of Statelessness is sceptical.
It would be far preferable to focus on the actions and the state and the responsibility of those states to say, you know, you need to reform your laws so that you no longer discriminate based on whatever ground is relevant in that case. You need to embrace all of the members of your community and that we should be heading towards inclusion as a community rather than almost excusing the behaviour of those states and saying, oh, well, you don't have to have responsibility for the problem you've caused. We can just solve it over here by selling this citizenship.
And she says the hefty price tag means most stateless people would not be able to afford Vanuatu citizenship. It can cost upwards of $130,000.
We're talking about millions and millions of people, so we need to be careful not to generalise. But you know, the sort of typical experience of statelessness is one of marginalisation and deprivation. And so, you know, you would imagine that people who are stateless and have experienced statelessness, particularly for their whole lives, are not going to have, you know, this enormous amount of money that's required to purchase this citizenship.
The scheme has drawn heat within Vanuatu too. Titam Kwaze, who negotiated the deal with the Vanuatu government, has a checkered past. She was once Vanuatu's roving ambassador to Russia, who's been the subject of controversy over the amount of commission she earned from foreign funding deals, and was then sacked in 2013 by the foreign minister, who alleged she'd not been appointed by normal procedures. Ms. Kwaze, who took the government at the time to court but was unsuccessful, says her termination was politically motivated.
I mean, it's all about the politics and all this rubbish written to destabilize something, but it is untrue.
But Vanuatu's opposition leader, Ralph Reginvanu, has described this latest deal to offer citizenship to stateless people as a dubious private money-making venture. In a press release shared on social media, he said, quote, "Not only does this new initiative severely jeopardize Vanuatu's national security, it also is in breach of existing procedures for granting citizenship, where the applicant has to show an existing citizenship, passport and ID card before they can be eligible for a Vanuatu citizenship. Vanuatu Lifestyle says it has other ways to make sure people buying citizenship have a clean background. And despite gaining this contract, it is yet to sell Vanuatu citizenship to a stateless person. But according to Laszlo Kish in Malta, at a time when many people are avoiding international travel because of the pandemic, those buying Vanuatu citizenship are raring to go.
The virus unfortunately show to people that international mobility is even more important than before. So yes, the answer is yes, there is a big interest because of the virus. In fact, there is a higher demand.
That was Laszlo Kiss, a citizenship agent based in Malta in Europe, ending that report there from Priyanka Srinivasan. And Pacific Beat did ask Vanuatu's government for comment. They are yet to provide us a response.